The November 2023 National Geographic magazine featured the headline, "The Race to Save the Planet. Can technology help fix the climate crisis?" An almost universal feeling is that the end of the world is coming soon. And the doomsday clock maintained by the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists confirms that danger. Can science save us? Will God save us? Can we have any hope for the future? There is one source that outlines the history of the world and its guaranteed future, and that is this book, the Holy Bible. It reveals from the Creator of the universe the detailed sequence of prophetic events, the ultimate condition of all nations on earth, and the encouraging future of humanity. On today's program, we will reveal from the Bible the good news God has in store for humanity, and we'll be offering you an inspiring study guide, The World Ahead, What Will It Be Like? There is no cost or obligation. There is a new world that is coming with the return of Jesus Christ to this earth. He will teach the world a way of life that leads to peace, prosperity, and abundance. And that is the good news, the gospel that Jesus of Nazareth preached. You probably never heard that gospel in your local church, but you will hear it on this program, The Good News Gospel. Stay tuned. We all yearn for good news, but the media and news programs shock us to the reality of apocalyptic dangers and Armageddon. As of January 2024, the famous doomsday clock of the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists has set the measure of danger to our world as 90 seconds before midnight. The greatest prophet who ever lived, Jesus of Nazareth, warned that no flesh would be saved from the great tribulation to come. But he also said that, for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. That's Matthew 24 and verse 22. Yes, the Savior of the world will intervene. He will return, as he said in John 14, verse 3. And he will establish a world of peace and prosperity called the Kingdom of God. Do you know that that is the gospel he himself preached? Mark 1 and verse 14. Now, after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the Kingdom of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the Kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." On today's program, we will share the good news revealed from your Bible. That good news includes a new world to come, stated in Hebrews 2 and verse 5. I will be offering you an amazing free study guide, The World Ahead, What Will It Be Like? Yes, my friends, tomorrow's world will be a glorious world where all nations will live in peace and prosperity under the divine kingdom of God. Be sure to order your free study guide. There is no cost or obligation. Most likely, you will learn more about the true gospel than you ever have before. In the New Testament of your Bible, the English word gospel is translated from the Greek word euangelion, which, according to the NAS Exhaustive Concordance, is translated good news, or according to Thayer's Greek lexicon, is translated good tidings. What is the good news that Jesus preached? The world's religions teach many so-called gospels. Which one, if any, is the true gospel? The Apostle Paul warned the church in Corinth that they were accepting most any gospel. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 2. "For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy. For I have betrothed you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it." Or as the NIV states, verse 4, "For if someone comes to you and preaches a Jesus other than the Jesus we preached, or if you receive a different spirit from the spirit you received, or a different gospel from the one you accepted, you put up with it easily enough." The Corinthians were so tolerant and inclusive that they accepted a false gospel. My friends, have you taken for granted the religious messages given to you in your church? God tells us through the Apostle Paul, "Test all things, hold fast what is good." That's why we say in tomorrow's world, Don't believe us just because we state something, but prove it from your own Bible. Or as the King James Version states it, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 21. What then is the good news Jesus preached? Again, as we read earlier in Mark 1, verses 14 and 15. Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Here we see three elements in Jesus' proclamation. One, the kingdom of God. Two, the nature of true repentance. And three, sincere and genuine belief. Some believe the kingdom is already here and that the church is the kingdom. But God from heaven proclaims the coming kingdom ruled by the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. Revelation 1 and verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants things which must shortly take place. My friends, the book of Revelation is Christ's message to you. Revelation 1 and verse 3. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. How do we know that today's mainstream Christian church is not the kingdom of God? The message is very clear and powerful from heaven. The seventh trumpet announcement proclaims the greatest event in all human history. Read it in your own Bible, Revelation 11, verse 15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. That's the wonderful news of the gospel. The warring, selfish, oppressive nations of the world will be conquered and controlled by the King of Kings. But first, the nations will fight against Christ that is coming. Revelation 11 and verse 18. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth. My friends, will you fight against God? You need to be on God's side and rejoice in the coming kingdom of God. As Jesus said, you also need to believe in the gospel, Mark 1, verse 15. There is much more good news to share with you about God's coming kingdom. What kind of government will guarantee peace and prosperity? What prophetic events will lead up to the soon coming King of Kings? We'll discuss the answer to those questions in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you this amazing free study guide, The World Ahead, What Will It Be Like? This resource will guide you through the pages of your Bible, revealing a future of world peace, the way to peace and prosperity, as well as loving family relations, godly education, and sustainable agriculture. You need to know more about the amazing world to come. The study guide is absolutely free, and there are no obligations. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free study guide, The World Ahead, What Will It Be Like? You can also order this inspiring booklet on our website at twtv.org/ahead. Order your free copy now.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531. Or go to twtv.org/ahead. This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. If you're calling for the first time, you will also receive a free annual subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, 6 inspiring issues discussing news, science, and modern culture will help you make sense of your world from a biblical perspective. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to tomorrow's world for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. Call now or go to twtv.org/ahead.
In the first part of our program, we saw that the gospel Jesus himself preached was the kingdom of God. The good news is the coming world of peace and prosperity under the kingdom or government of God, ruled by the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It will come after the great battle of Armageddon, or as it states in Revelation 16, verse 14, the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Christ will win that battle, as we saw in the first part of our program, Revelation 17:14. These nations will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. That's Zechariah 14:9. What kind of government will rule all nations? First, the kingdom has a ruler. And who is that? Revelation 19, we read, and he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In the coming kingdom of God, all peoples and all nations will learn the way to peace. Thank God for his loving government that will ensure world peace for all nations. The amazing world to come will have a universal system of laws to ensure godly liberty and freedom. Notice that in Micah 4:2. Many nations shall come and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion the law shall go forth, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Weapons of war will be turned into instruments of peace and productivity. Some of you may have seen the sculpture outside the United Nations in New York, depicting a man beating a sword into a plowshare. Imagine how the world will be transformed from destructive ways to productive ways. Micah 4:3. He shall judge between many peoples and rebuke strong nations afar off. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Yes, God's divine government will produce universal peace. The awesome prophecy of Isaiah will finally and completely be fulfilled. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Isaiah 9:6-7. The Prince of Peace will govern all nations. And who will assist Christ in ruling the nations? The Apostle Peter asked Jesus what the apostles' responsibilities would be. Matthew 19:28. So Jesus said to them, Assuredly I say to you, that in the regeneration when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Jesus also gave a vision of the kingdom to his disciples, Peter, James, and John. He told them in Matthew 16:28, Assuredly I say to you, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Whom did they see in that vision? Matthew 17:1. Now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Yes, Moses and Elijah will be major governmental leaders in the kingdom to come. Then Jesus told his disciples, Tell the vision to no one until the Son of Man is risen from the dead. That's Matthew 17:9. Who else will assist Christ in governing the world? In the inspiring free booklet we're offering today, Dr. Roderick Meredith writes this concerning organization of God's kingdom. Who will rule under Christ? God certainly trained Abraham for a top position of high responsibility in the world ahead. Scripture calls Abraham the heir of the world, Romans 4:13. Yes, God will reward Abraham for his faith by giving him a position of service over the whole earth, end of quote. Yes, Abraham is heir of the world, and we will participate in that future if we are truly Christian. As it tells in Galatians 3:3, For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Not only will Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob be rulers in the coming kingdom, but so will ancient King David. God will unite the house of Judah and the house of Israel into one nation. And who will rule over them in God's coming kingdom? Ezekiel 37, verse 24. David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they shall all have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. Then they shall dwell in the land that I have given to Jacob my servant, where your fathers dwelt, and they shall dwell there, they, their children, and their children's children forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Ancient King David was a man after God's own heart, as it tells us in Acts 13, verse 22. King David ruled over the combined kingdoms of Judah and Israel, and he will have that responsibility in God's coming kingdom. What form of education will God institute in his kingdom? We'll answer that question in the next part of the program. But first, let me offer you this opportunity for this vital study guide, The World Ahead, What Will It Be Like? It describes in detail the system of government, education, religion, and the loving way of life in the world tomorrow. Listen to these subheads: Millennial Government, Joy Under God's Government, Restore True Christianity, Education in the World Ahead, and Agriculture and Health. Even your children will want to read this booklet and look forward to the exciting times that are coming. You need this inspiring booklet. So pick up the telephone right now and request your informative free booklet, The World Ahead, What Will It Be Like? Just ask for the booklet on The World Ahead. You can also order your free booklet on our website at twtv.org/ahead. Or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. Call now or go to twtv.org/ahead.
On today's program, we've seen the good news of the coming world government that will not be ruled by selfish, vain, and oppressive human beings. And my friends, you could be a part of that kingdom. Faithful Christians will serve under Christ as kings and priests. Listen to the song of the saints in Revelation 5, verse 9. Speaking of Christ, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. Now listen to this. And have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. But how can we ever have lasting peace among nations? The answer, my friends, is by a change in human nature. Your Bible reveals the problem of human nature, Romans 8 and verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. The RSV states it this way: for the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, indeed it cannot. Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Or as the NIV states it, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? That's why God has an awesome plan of salvation, that we can be converted from human nature to divine nature. If you have come to the place in your life where you have repented and believed the gospel as Jesus stated in Mark 1, verse 15, you may want to consider committing your life to Christ and to counsel for baptism. God made it plain what a repentant sinner must do. The Apostle Peter stated in Acts 2 and verse 38, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Lamb of God, our Savior, Jesus Christ, paid for your sins by his blood. We have been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, as it tells us in 1 Peter 1 and verse 19. Friends, you need to believe the good news that you can be forgiven of your sins. We have representatives in many parts of the world. If you would like to counsel for baptism, just call the number on the screen or contact us at one of our regional offices. The way to peace among all nations is a change in human nature. That change begins with education. We learn from the prophet Isaiah that peoples from all over the world will travel to the capital of the world to be re-educated. Many people shall come and say, "Come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and rebuke many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore." Isaiah 2, verses 3 through 4. Instead of massive military expenditures on deadly weapons of mass destruction, nations will invest in the health and prosperity of their peoples. The Messiah, the Prince of Peace, will teach all people in his kingdom to repent of their evil and carnal nature. The prophet Ezekiel gives an example of future survivors from the Great Tribulation. Ezekiel 36, verse 24. "For I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all countries, and bring you into your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. Then you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your God." Yes, God will give them a humble and teachable heart, a heart that will learn the very love of God. As it tells us in 1 John 5, verse 3, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome." The whole world will learn the way to peace and true values. You need to seek that coming kingdom. Jesus stated the very purpose and goal in life, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." That's Matthew 6, verse 33. My friends, God has called faithful Christians to inherit the kingdom. What will be their role in the coming kingdom? We'll answer that question in the conclusion of our program. But first, be sure to request today's free study guide, "The World Ahead, What Will It Be Like?" This resource describes from the Bible the coming world's peaceful form of government, education, family, values, religion, and even sustainable agriculture. This resource covers much more valuable information from your Bible than we have time for on this program. Even your children will be inspired by the biblical prophecies of the coming kingdom. You need to know more about the amazing world to come, tomorrow's world. You need this inspiring study guide. So pick up the telephone right now and request your informative free booklet, "The World Ahead, What Will It Be Like?" Just ask for the booklet on the world ahead. You can also order our free booklet on our website at twtv.org/ahead, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531. Or go to twtv.org/ahead. This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. If you're calling for the first time, you will also receive a free annual subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, 6 inspiring issues discussing news, science, and modern culture will help you make sense of your world from a biblical perspective. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to tomorrow's world for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. Call now or go to twtv.org/ahead.
In the conclusion of our program, I'd like to give you hope and encouragement. The good news of God's coming kingdom reveals the role faithful Christians will have in the world ahead. True Christians will be serving all nations as kings and priests, assisting the King of Kings in re-educating the world to the way of true love, peace, and prosperity. Revelation 20 describes the role of faithful Christians during the millennium, the 1,000-year reign of Christ on the earth. Revelation 20, verse 6. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. My friends, visualize the transformed world under the King of Kings. The amazing world ahead, the glorious kingdom of God on earth, will produce beauty and productivity the world has never known. God has blessed the earth with awesome, majestic mountains, fertile valleys, and productive plains. We marvel at pristine lakes and churning oceans. We appreciate the variety of flowers, plant life, birds, animals, and sea life. Even the very nature of animals will change. Isaiah gives us this millennial vision, Isaiah 11, verse 6. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the young goat. The calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Let's rejoice in the good news gospel. An amazing new world is coming soon. You need to pray your kingdom come. You need to be watching the prophetic trends and signs heralding Christ's return. And you need this inspiring free study guide, The World Ahead, What Will It Be Like? This booklet will give you hope, encouragement, and faith for the future. Be sure to request your free copy. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World or watch us online at any time. As our world continues to unravel and decline, you need the encouragement, faith, and truth that come from your Bible. Gerald Weston, Wallace Smith, Rod McNair, and I will continue to share with you the inspiring teachings of Jesus Christ, the encouraging good news gospel of the coming kingdom of God, the glorious world to come, and the exciting end time prophecies and their meaning. So be sure to join us again next week, right here at the same time.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531. Or go to twtv.org/ahead. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to tomorrow's world for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.
Do you have the feeling our world is going in the wrong direction? Where can you turn to make sense of a world that is spinning out of control?
Join over 500,000 loyal readers and enjoy peace of mind knowing what's ahead.
In times like these, we need real answers. Clarity, not confusion. And truth instead of lies.
Jesus commands, freely you have received, freely give. So every subscription is completely free. Visit twmagazine.org to get yours now.